Chaos and panic are reported at the international airport in the Afghan capital, Kabul, as civilians attempt to flee the country after Taliban insurgents entered the capital yesterday. US forces have fired into the air at the airport to try to prevent hundreds of civilians running onto the tarmac. A US official told a Reuters news agency that the crowd is out of control. US troops are in charge at the airport, helping in the evacuation of embassy staff and civilians. In an interview with the BBC, a man who works for a non-governmental organisation in Afghanistan told of his fears for the future. His name has not been given to protect his identity.
I don't know exactly tomorrow what will be the next for me and for my family, or I will be alive or not, or the Taliban kill me or not. I have a daughter. She's almost 3 years old. She was dancing tonight. I was crying for her because she doesn't know for what she is dancing.
The Taliban has declared that the war in Afghanistan is over. President Ashraf Ghani has fled the country. The Minister for Education in Afghanistan, Ranjina Hamidi, said her future was both dangerous and uncertain.
The saddest part is that I didn't expect this, but now I might face consequences that I never even dreamed of. And I guess that's the price that we pay for trying to make this world a little better.
The number of people who have died in the earthquake that struck southwest Haiti at the weekend is now more than 1,200. The 7.2 magnitude quake on Saturday destroyed thousands of homes and buildings in the Caribbean nation. Hospitals are struggling to deal with the more than 5,000 people who were injured in the quake. Rescue and aid efforts are likely to be restricted because of a tropical storm that's due to hit Haiti later today. Peter Finlay, a delegate with the Red Cross in the capital, Port-au-Prince, described the difficulties being faced by those involved in the rescue operation.
There's a very difficult situation in trying to get to the area. Right now it is only by air and by sea that we can arrive at the locations. Construction equipment to assist in the rescue effort is also scarce, so mostly picks and shovels are being used to remove the rubble.
Fires in Spain's central Avila province have forced hundreds of people to flee their homes. The country has been in the grip of a heat wave since Wednesday. The state meteorological agency has recorded what appeared to be record temperatures. Provisional data registered a peak of 47.4 degrees in the southern city of Córdoba yesterday. Unions representing health workers have called on the Taoiseach Micheál Martin to speed up the payment of financial bonuses to members for their efforts and commitment during the pandemic. The unions are calling on Mr. Martin to authorise the Health Service Executive and relevant government departments to engage with them to agree and implement the promised recognition without any further delay. The unions say the government's failure to act has put the Republic out of step with Northern Ireland, Britain and most EU countries, where health workers have already received recognition for their efforts and contribution. Yesterday, the Department of Health reported 1,758 new cases of coronavirus. There are 248 patients with the infection in hospital, of whom 48 are in intensive care. In Northern Ireland, there have been three more deaths linked to the infection. 1,294 new cases of the virus have been confirmed. From today, people in Northern Ireland who have received two doses of coronavirus vaccine will no longer have to automatically self-isolate if they've come into contact with someone who has COVID-19. The change is expected to significantly reduce the number of people ordered to stay at home. And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for innovative and sustainable home heating solutions to future-proof your home. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be generally cloudy today. Patchy light rain and drizzle will push into the north and northwest this afternoon and evening. It'll be generally dry elsewhere, with sunny spells in the south. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 18 degrees.